If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Wednesday, April 9th. The first reading from Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, 91 through 92, and 95. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made, whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God whom we serve can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies, rather than serve or worship any god except their own god." Haydah Commentary. By their modest yet resolute answer, they testified their faith in God's power and their determination rather to suffer death than to go against their conscience. They were ignorant whether God would preserve them from the flames or not. Nebuchadnezzar supposed the 4th man was some angel or petty god like Hercules. It was the same angel who descended with them in verse 49. Some have taken him for Jesus Christ, but St. Augustine observes that most of these apparitions were made by angels who are often styled sons of God. God makes his creatures, such as fire, afford comfort to his servants, as was the case when the gods attempted to burn St. Benedict. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 42. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham, but now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Haydah Commentary. Christ is saying, "If you persevere in the true faith and in the observance of my words, you shall be my disciples indeed. It is not sufficient to believe. You must likewise do what my words command you to do. Nor will it be sufficient to have the true faith for a time. You must persevere in that faith to the end." So say St. Augustine, Venerable Bede, St. John Chrysostom, Theophylactus, and many others. Faith alone without perseverance or abiding in God's commandments will not suffice. The truth shall make you free. They were affronted at these words, as if he had hinted they were slaves and not a free people. They tell him, therefore, that they were never slaves to anyone. They can only pretend this of themselves, for their forefathers were slaves to the Egyptians, to the Babylonians, etc., and besides, they were now the subjects, if not slaves, to the Romans. But Christ speaks of the worst of slaveries, and tells them that such as live in sin are slaves to sin. A slave or servant, though he live ever so long in his master's house, his condition is quite different from that of the son of the family. And thus Christ puts them in mind that, though they be of the race of Abraham, and in that sense can pretend to be his children, yet having made themselves slaves to sin, and remaining in that sin by which they refuse to believe in him, they are not the spiritual children of Abraham, nor can they inherit the promises made to Abraham, till by the grace of Christ they believe in him and become his adoptive children. St. Augustine said, "Man never was without free will, but having the grace of Christ, his will is truly made free from the servitude of sin." When he says, "You are doing the works of your father," he means, you follow the suggestions of the devil, whom, in plain terms, he calls their father. "We are not born of fornication, we have one Father, God." These Jews perceived that Christ had hinted that they were not the true and faithful sons of Abraham, and therefore they replied in this manner. But Christ answered, "If God was your Father, if you were his dutiful children, you would also believe in me and love me, for I have proceeded from him and am come from him, his true Son. But you cannot hear my word, because you will not, by your own willful, obstinate blindness."